a.m. live, 3 hours. We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Alex Jones entering the studio as we speak.
We're going to get Justin your camera there, Jason.
We're going to get to the Bohemian Grove stuff in the next hour. I've got some footage from the club. It's pretty funny. They have the club there, and everybody's seen the two plaques, the plaque that's above and on the side. But what they haven't seen is the architecture on the sides of the building.
They got a plaque of throwing babies in fire.
It's pretty bad, Alex. Actually, it's a couple. It looks like Greek, but we're going to show you the video. I've got plenty of video of that. And then on top of that, in between the days that we were down doing just massive interviews in California all over, I can't tell you how busy I've been in the past 7 days, almost no downtime. But in between the G. Edward Griffin and Rosalind Peterson interviews, we actually went to Hearst Castle as well, a member of the Bohemian Club, and got a ton of footage. You won't believe the occultic stuff we're going to be showing you in the next hour. Now, I want to shift gears. I want to get into this swine flu because this is something that's been really close to my heart. The last time that I left the state, it was for a wedding in New York. A lot of my friends have become teachers. Their family members are administrators, nurses in schools, the local town lawyer, board members. And all I could tell them was, listen, they are going to have a big push for this swine flu vaccination, whether it's 1, 2, or 3 shots they demand you take. And I was demanding that they not only not take the shot, but look into what's in the shot and stop it from coming into the schools. Oh, Jason, it'll never come into the schools. Catherine Sebelius, months and months and months ago, I think it was almost 2 months ago, openly stated that they were going to make the schools the mass vaccination center. So they would go after the kids first and then their parents when they came to pick them up. Now, in Canada, again, this is something we've been talking about for quite some time. In Canada, not only are they doing that, but they're worried about the 18 to 30 crowd. How are we going to get the 18 to 30 crowd to take this shot? Well, they came up with an ingenious plan. We'll set up vaccination centers outside of bars while people are getting drunk on weekends. That's what we'll do. So, obviously, it would be extremely dangerous to take a shot of any sort when your blood is thinned and you're under the influence of alcohol, but that doesn't stop them. They want to inoculate everybody. We've done the reporting, folks. They openly stated they had 4.9 billion vaccinations worldwide. Let me say that again. 4.9 billion vaccinations worldwide ready to go. And I believe the latest numbers in the United States are somewhere around 198 million. Let me say it again. 198 million. So let's go by the consensus that there's about 300 million people. That's 2 out of every 3 people in the United States they're ready and geared up for. And don't worry, they want to get 3 out of 3. That's everybody. And we're going to play clips. We'll show you the Meredith Vieira clip on the Today Show where she actually states that the Obama administration doesn't want you to take 1, doesn't want you to take 2. They want you to take 3 shots for this swine flu. And then you hear the rhetoric from the Obama administration and Obama himself, and it sounds exactly like what the Ford administration was saying back in the 70s. In fact, we're also going to be playing you that clip from 1979, 3 years after they gave out this vaccination, where they have to admit they made people into quadriplegics, they killed people, they had to settle out of court for the same type of illness, the swine flu. Did the piggy flu run wild then? No, it didn't. But a lot of people had to give up their lives and their mobility. I'd almost rather be dead than a quadriplegic, folks. I'm serious. Can you imagine being 110% healthy? You take a shot, then about 2 weeks later, your legs start to go numb, your arm starts to go numb. And, I don't know what happened with this woman that's displayed in this 1979 60 Minutes piece. But even with her recovery, she had braces on her legs as she had to walk around. And you could tell that her facial movement wasn't quite the same. Is that what you want to do to yourself, your children, your grandchildren, your brothers, your sisters, humanity in general, for something that's probably no worse than the average flu that you don't have much of a chance of getting anyway? It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're going to be back after this. We're streaming live right now at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
When I think it's all right, then I do what I like, because that's the way I want to live. Gotta make a plan, gotta do what's right. Can't run around in circles if you wanna build a life. But I don't wanna make a plan for a day far away. While I'm young and while I'm able, all I wanna do is...
All right, folks, we are back live. And let me preface this. We're gonna play a small portion of this 60 Minutes clip with George Wallace. I think it's George Wallace. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm almost sure it's George Wallace. Where it takes 3 years. And remember, this is back in the day in the 70s when you only really had 3 networks, the big 3, NBC, ABC, and CBS. And it took 3 years. Let me repeat that. 3 years for one news piece, 3 years, one news piece telling you how awful this swine flu shot was back in the day. And let's not forget that the company that they're giving the contracts to make the swine flu vaccine right now is Baxter. And Baxter are the ones that got caught in February sending out live H1N1, 2 different strains of H1N1, that's the bird flu virus, and 1 live strain of the human flu inside a supposed vaccination for H1N1 or bird flu. Now remember, this piggy flu, this swine flu, isn't really swine flu. It's a 3 type of flu amalgamation. It is 2 parts swine flu, H5N1. It is 1 part H1N1, which is bird flu, and it is 1 part human flu as well. Very mysterious. Is that what you want to put in your body? They sent it out to 14 countries. They started testing it on ferrets and animals, and it killed them. And that's a mainline news. And those are the people that are making the vaccine for you and yours. Let's play the clip, 60 Minutes, back in 1979 telling you about the disastrous 1976 results of the first swine flu scare.
The flu season is upon us. Which type will we worry about this year? And what kind of shots will we be told to take? Remember the swine flu scare of 1976? That was the year the U.S. government told us all that swine flu could turn out to be a killer that could spread across the nation. And Washington decided that every man, woman, and child in the nation should get a shot to prevent a nationwide outbreak, a pandemic. Well, 46 million of us obediently took the shot. And now 4,000 Americans are claiming damages from Uncle Sam amounting to $3.5 billion because of what happened when they took that shot. By far the greatest number of the claims, two-thirds of them, are for neurological damage or even death, allegedly triggered by the flu shot. We pick up the story back in 1976 when the threat posed by the swine flu virus seemed very real indeed.
This virus was the cause of a pandemic in 1918 and 1919 that resulted in over 500,000 deaths in the United States, as well as 20 million deaths around the world.
See how easy it is to...
Thus, the U.S. government's publicity machine was cranked into action to urge all America to protect itself against the swine flu menace.
Influenza is serious business. During major flu epidemics, millions of people are sick and thousands die. Well, this year you can get protection. The vaccines are safe, easy to take, and they can protect you against flu. So roll up your sleeve. Protect yourself.
One of those who did roll up her sleeve was Judy Roberts. She was perfectly healthy, an active woman, when in November of 1976, she took her shot. 2 weeks later, she says, she began to feel a numbness starting up her legs.
I joked about it at that time. I said, I'll be numb to the knees by Friday if this keeps up. By the following week, I was totally paralyzed.
So completely paralyzed, in fact, that they had to operate on her to enable her to breathe. And for 6 months, Judy Roberts was a quadriplegic. The diagnosis? A neurological disorder called Guillain-Barré syndrome, GBS for short. These neurological diseases are little understood. They affect people in different ways. As you can see in these home movies taken by a friend, Judy Roberts' paralysis confined her mostly to a wheelchair for over a year. But this disease can even kill. Indeed, there are 300 claims now pending from the families of GBS victims who died, allegedly as a result of the swine flu shot. In other GBS victims, the crippling effects diminish and all but disappear. But for Judy Roberts, progress back to good health has been painful and partial.
Now, I notice that your smile, Judy, is a little bit constricted.
Yes, it is.
Is it different from what it used to be?
Very different. I have a greatly decreased mobility in my lips. And I can't drink through a straw on the right-hand side. I can't blow out birthday candles. I don't whistle anymore, for which my husband is grateful.
It may be a little difficult for you to answer this question, but have you recovered as much as you are going to recover?
Yes, this is it.
So you will now have a legacy of braces on your legs for the rest of your life?
Yes, the weakness in my hands will stay and the leg braces will stay.
So Judy Roberts and her husband have filed a claim against the U.S. government. They're asking $12 million, though they don't expect to get nearly that much.
Judy, why did you take the flu shot?
I'd never taken any other flu shots, but I felt like this was going to be a major epidemic. And the only way to prevent a major epidemic of a really deadly variety of flu was for everybody to be immunized.
Where did this so-called deadly variety of flu, where did it first hit back in 1976? It began right here at Fort Dix in New Jersey in January of that year when a number of recruits began to complain of respiratory ailments, something like the common cold. An Army doctor here sent samples of their throat cultures to the New Jersey Public Health Lab to find out just what kind of bug was going around here. One of those samples was from a Private David Lewis who had left his sickbed to go on a forced march. Private Lewis had collapsed on that march, and his sergeant had revived him by mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. But the sergeant showed no signs of illness. A few days later, Private Lewis died.
If this disease is so potentially fatal that it's going to kill a young, healthy man, a middle-aged school teacher doesn't have a prayer.
The New Jersey lab identified most of those soldiers' throat cultures as the normal kind of flu virus going around that year, but they could not make
out... All right, let's pull the clip.
What kind of virus was in the...
Look, there you go. I mean, soldiers died from the shot. In fact, you know, just a few weeks ago, I was out meeting one of my buddies back from New York. He works out in California. He came out to Texas to do a job. And we were discussing things, and one of his friends that moved up here, another one of my buddy's friends, is discussing how her father was in the military, refused to take the swine flu shot because a bunch of his unit had died from taking it. Did you just hear? Someone died from taking the shot. The other woman's lips are still partially paralyzed. She has braces on her legs, and she had to go through 6 months as a quadriplegic. And guess what? She was one of the lucky ones. So you're going to take this shot? It may only do it to 1 out of 100 or 1 out of 50, and they'll cover it up in the media, and they'll tell you everything's just fine, because that's how these monsters roll. I want to read a little bit of this. Flu pandemic, mass graves, and martial law. It's up over at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com by the great staff, Kurt Nemo. On March 25th, Shepard Ambellis, reporting for InfoWars, documented a preparation of mass graves at the Department of Veterans Affairs Cemetery in Phoenix, Arizona. Ambellis' story followed a harrowing report by D.H. Williams of the Daily Newscaster in February. Williams reported on the revelations of an Indiana County Municipal official in the vicinity of Chicago who detailed FEMA and DHS discussions with county officials about the prospect of mass graves and a mass vaccination program. Now, while I was out at the hotels and flipping through the channels, I finally got to see this new show on the Discovery Channel. I didn't get to watch more than 10 minutes of it because I was busy and I was running around and we were trying to get some food, or we were trying to get a shot, or we were trying to get a time lapse on the sunset. But I was shocked to see that basically these people are in some kind of a quarantined, you know, war zone type area where there's no food anywhere and everybody is hostile towards one another. They're in, I want to say it's some kind of a factory. I don't even know how to describe it. There's a group of people in the factory, and then there's other people who are on the road, and all they're doing is trying to find food. And, you know, the guys have baseball bats. They don't have firearms, I've noticed. That's a little odd. No one has any firearms, but it's just very bizarre. I'm not sure how it works, what kind of a lot they are shooting this on. It looks like reality television, but talk about predictive programming. It disturbed me. It disturbed me a lot. Let me continue with this article. On March 28th, we reported on a large expansion of graves at the Houston National Cemetery in Texas. Aaron Dykes, reporting for the Jones Report on April 3rd, detailed how the State of New York Division of Cemeteries sent out mass fatality forms to cemeteries in that state to collect data about their ability to deal with a high volume of casualties that would occur if there were a flu pandemic or other disaster. And that was a 2007 document. And I do believe that it was 900 or 1,000 people per acre they were asking. If they had the room to put 900 to 1,000 people per acre. Per acre, folks. I mean, give me a break. What are they preparing for? And why are they so hell-bent? I mean, it's more than money, because they're going to profit enormously from this. You know, Baxter's going to make a lot of money. A lot of money. The pharmaceutical industry is going to make a lot of money on this. And then on top of that, with all the deaths and the sickness that it causes, the medical industry is going to make a lot of money off that as well. Meanwhile, I'm watching, you know, the news in the airport, and Obama is sitting up there saying, you know, it's very rare that you have liberal and conservative economists coming together and saying that we need a new stimulus package. And remember, they're all bailout packages. They're all just thieving all the money that's left from you and your family, jacking up the taxes, dumping the dollar, and taking as much as humanly possible. We need a second stimulus package? Known as the stimulus is the new buzzword. They can't say bailout again. People didn't like the term bailout. We noticed that while we were driving through California. They were saying bailout the little guy, bailout the small business. And that's what they should have done. But that's not how it works. That's not how you consolidate power. You don't give the little guy anything. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're going to be back after this, taking your calls. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health major. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmans. It's the first weekly show. Just so nobody forgets, NLE09 does kick off tomorrow. That is a big subject. I want to take your calls in the next half an hour on either the swine flu subject or that very subject, National Level Exercise 09, FEMA Region 6, the first drill of its kind. The number to call, it is a new number. It's not the same as before, folks. If you were going to the old go-to, this one's different. It is 888-201-2244. Let me say that again. It is 888-201-2244. Or you can call us directly here at Austin, Texas, 512-646-1776. That is 512-646-1776. Now let's just go over. Let's do a big overview of what's happening. Let's gut the news and what's going on in this country. You have controlled opposition that doesn't want to talk about these subjects. You almost hear zero about the swine flu being a negative. I mean, how many people are unearthing this 1976 video of 60 Minutes? Infowars.com's doing it. Is anybody else? I haven't seen anywhere in the main line. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. There was one, I want to say it was a Reuters article from right before I left, where they had to admit later in the article that, yes, people did become quadriplegics. Yes, some people did die from the shot, but they didn't make a big deal about it. They acted like everything was going to be okay. Everything was going to be fixed. Well, I got news for you, folks. It isn't okay. It's not going to be fixed. And they are trying to make this mandatory. Let's say they can't implement WHO level 6. It's already in level 6, but in 1.5.1 of the checklist for pandemic flu preparedness. Let me say that. Checklist for pandemic flu preparedness. You can find the PDF file online. They state that you have no human rights, no individual rights whatsoever. That's over with. No individual rights for you. Do you understand? They can quarantine you. That means restrict your movement. They can use forced inoculations, off-site drugs. Off-site drugs mean they don't have to work. Okay? And that's it. That's that. You're a piece of meat. You have to do what they say under international law. And they clearly say that they need to set precedents so that they can justify these type of actions. Now, let's say that, you know, your average United States soldier or your National Guard member isn't down with that. There's not enough NATO troops out in force to force you to do these things. Let's just say, let's imagine that's what happens. Well, then they have a thing called Executive Order 13375. That's Executive Order 13375. What's that? Well, if you don't want to take your delicious forced inoculation, you can spend up to a year in prison and also be fined $250,000. Because, you know, the average American citizen that doesn't want to take a shot has $250,000 lying around so that he doesn't have to, you know, die or become a quadriplegic. Insanity. When Alex Jones talks about this being a nightmarish, scientific, just sci-fi novel slash movie, that's what it is. I never imagined that the country would slide this far. And then I have to watch Glenn Beck, just a horrible person, biting off of our stuff and acting like it's original. And he's coming up with it. And, you know, I'm going to play that clip, too. Beck got on television in Lederhosen and took on AmeriCorps for like 1 minute. Instead of making it a lead story, he acted like he was hip to the fact that Obama was going to build a military or a civilian security force as big and as well-funded as the military in this country. He'd never reported on it before. I'd never seen it. I mean, show me the obscure radio show where he did. We've been talking about it. It's in the Obama deception. But now he's jumping on the bandwagon because he knows they're getting the funding. And what does he do? He jumps out of his suit. He gets up in front of stage. And he's in Lederhosen. See, it shouldn't be Lederhosen, folks. It should be a Nazi youth uniform. He softens it for you. He makes it look comical and funny. And he takes his little AmeriCorps pledge. And yes, the AmeriCorps pledge is ridiculous. It's out of control. But folks, he's just doing this, one, for ratings, two, for false opposition to make you believe that he's a genuine person and he's crusading for your rights, and three, to soften the blow. To let you know it's not as serious as you think. And it also gives fodder for the false left-right paradigm, you see. And Olbermann will come on and say that's not what AmeriCorps is about. And look at the clown doing his little clown act. It's much worse than the clown doing his little clown act, for folks. It's a psyop. That's what it is. And, I mean, you know, again, over this week-long thing, one of my buddies who's from Pasadena, he came out to Thousand Oaks the second night we were there. Really late night just to see me because we hadn't seen each other in over a year. And I told him about City Year and I told him about AmeriCorps and he couldn't believe it. And then I played him the videos. Oh, and he believed it. He believed it big time. He couldn't believe how an organization that's supposed to help people became so militarized like that. Like that. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, taking your calls after this. Jaron, Darren, and more. 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. Back after this.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
And in the next hour, we're really going to go over this Bohemian Club special. And I think they're wrapping up the Grove. I think actually today is the last day. They started on the 10th. And just a lot of news there. We're going to show you what the actual club looks like outside of the Sonoma, California Grove. We're going to show you Hearst Castle. But I want to finish up with this swine flu. For those of you out there that are doubting me that the Obama administration openly wants a 3-spot shot for everybody in this country, here is the Today Show clip. Let me repeat. This is the Today Show clip where Meredith Vieira is even a little unnerved that they would do this. Let's hit the clip.
Now to a report in this morning's Washington Post that the Obama administration is considering implementing a new fall vaccination program against the flu, a plan that would require Americans to get not one, not two, but 3 flu shots. Dr. Nancy Snyderman is NBC's chief medical editor. Nancy, good morning.
Hi, Meredith.
Unprecedented this is. How would this work?
Well, here's the idea. On the first Saturday when we knew swine flu was an issue, the Centers for Disease Control held a conference, and we were already talking, those of us who listened in, about how you're going to ramp up manufacturing this new vaccine on top of the old vaccine.
So it takes a lot of time. Right. About 5 months.
And the decision was made, if we're going to get the normal flu vaccine to the general public in the fall, to hold it up while we figure out the swine flu was perhaps going to put the entire population at risk. So at that moment, the decision was made, we would go into normal flu production for the normal vaccine, like it is, for seasonal flu. Figure out what the swine flu really is, and then perhaps tag team a second vaccine on top of it.
Okay, so that's why they didn't combine them into one shot, but why two additional shots for swine flu?
For the normal seasonal flu that you and I talk about every year, there's a herd immunity to some extent, so you only need one shot. The new strain, we've never seen before, so that requires sort of thinking like when we give our babies or their first shot. You get your shot, it boosts up your immune system, and then you need a booster. So for the new H1N1 swine flu, for which there's no known immunity in our population, that requires two shots.
I would think, because it's hard to get people to take the original.
As we know,
shot, right?
Don't we, since you don't get your flu shot in
the
fall.
No, I don't. Okay, fine. Okay. I might this year, though.
Good.
But now you're asking people to get three. That's a tough sell.
Well, Meredith, I think you've hit the nail on the head. This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign. Mark my word, you and I are going to be talking about this a lot between now and fall. So I think what the government is likely going to do is urge people to early on get their normal flu shot and then trust the scientists to say the swine flu is for real, get these other two. Now, we've yet to hear the clear, concise direction from the government, so I don't think we should jump on the bandwagon before we hear what the recommendation is. But if they do believe that this swine flu could be a real uptick in severity, you're going to see a massive public education campaign.
But we trusted the scientists back in 1976 with the original swine flu shot, and a lot
and
of people
got sick. And it was a debacle.
Right.
Not only that, some people died, some people were paralyzed.
From the shot itself.
And people remember the swine flu vaccine as a terrible disaster. This government, these manufacturers, want to make sure that does not happen again. But you bring up a very important point.
All right, let's stop
just
it right there. No, they
works,
want to make sure that it does happen again. They want to make sure it's on a larger scale level than before. Okay? That's why they gave the contract to Baxter. It's not there to help you. They want to have such a mass vaccination program that they get the kids and the parents first. And remember, in Canada, that 18 to 30 crowd, they're going to be camping outside the bars to get drunk and inebriated young people to take the swine flu vaccine. And in America, Catherine Sebelius, the head of Health and Human Services, Little Miss Bilderberg herself, is the one pushing all of this. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. Let's start jumping through them. Jasper in Massachusetts, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
How was your trip?
It was good. It was very, very, very good. We got a lot of good stuff. We got G. Edward Griffin. We got Rosalind Peterson. We got the mayor of Ukiah County talking about the persistent jet contrails, as that's their terminology for it. But just a ton of great stuff. Got out to the Bohemian Club, Hearst Castle, and so much more. What's on your mind, Jasper?
Okay, I was trying to get this point through to Alex. It's a question. I'm wondering what the best sites are to go to for discussion and points on possible government-sponsored terrorist attacks. I mean,
so you're, what are you looking for? You're looking for sites to go to kind of expose things like the Gulf of Tonkin incident, to expose things like 7/7 bombings, to expose 9/11.
No, I'm sorry. I'm looking for potential state-sponsored terrorism in the United States, like discussion and postulation on theories and what the next thing could be.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you right now, there's a big forum over at InfoWars and Prison Planet where you're going to get all sorts of different unfettered opinions. And I'll tell you what, the people that do go through those, I'm not on the forums because I just don't have the time. But there are tons of links to PDF files and other articles written by other parties. If you really want to get to the nitty-gritty, I would say get on the forums. There are people over there that have posted tens of thousands of times by now, and you can just about find any kind of information you want.
I will do that. Jason, I have one more thing to tell you that's really important. This morning, I changed the preferences on my Google search so that it I noticed there's a preference there that changes how your search is done. Have you noticed that?
Well, it depends. I mean, I'm one of those guys that's like so intricately involved in Google that I will go to the advanced search almost every time so I can see what they're saying every week or every 24 hours. It depends on what news cycle I'm in or if I'm going.
I really want you to know this, and I want your listeners to all know this, because if you do a search in Google, it automatically default sets it so that you so that there's a filter for sexual content.
No, that's true. All right, I got to jump, Jasper, but I'm going to let people know what that is. Yes, if you go to the advanced search, there is a moderate safe search that is the standard, which will filter out some of the things out there. Especially, you know, I'm not so opposed to it. People have children. If you're doing a Google image search and you type the wrong thing in, I mean, you could come up with some nasty pornography or something even worse. But if you want the unfettered searches, you do need to go to your advanced settings. You do need to collapse the bottom thing. There's a little plus thing. And you need to take moderate safe search off and unfiltered searches. And then you will get unfiltered searches. But there's a ton of great search engines out there outside of Google. There's still WebCrawler. You can still Yahoo things. I mean, there are alternates out there. There's Dogpile. And I believe the one that protects your IP address is IPQuix. I've used it a couple times. I haven't used it that much. I thank you for the call, Jasper. Let's go to Darren in Canada. Darren, you're online.
Hey, yes, Jason. I wanted to bring to your attention, this is about the flu, not specifically the swine flu, but the flu. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right off the CDC website, it says every year in the U.S., about 36,000 people die from flu-related causes. If you just take that number, 36,000, and that averages about 100 people a day die by flu-related causes, 1,000 a month. Do you read in the paper another 100 people die today of the flu, yet another 100? Like,
Here's my point, and I've made this point before. If you believe all this swine flu hype about the death there, it doesn't even accumulate to half as many people who die from the regular flu that is totally and completely unreported in the media. Now, I don't know if the CDC is stacking their numbers, but it's pretty obvious to me that not only are they stacking the swine flu numbers, but even by stacking up the swine flu numbers, it doesn't even come to the apex of what the regular flu takes in the United States as far as lives per year, correct? That's the point you're trying to make?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it's absolutely insane. Yeah, no, that's something I've covered on the show. I mean, I can't believe it either. That's what I try to tell people. Let's say it's 36,000 people a year, okay?
That's exactly what it says on the website. There are about 36,000 people.
And you know, we have, for those people that don't know out there, you know, you got about, you know, just a little bit under that in, 365 days a year. So it is around 100 people a day that would die, probably 99 point something if you averaged it out. And you don't see that in the news ever. Listen, they want you to take this shot. I've talked to people that have recently taken just the regular flu shot in the last 2 to 3 years because of the hype surrounding that. And they say, well, I got the flu. And I'm like, of course you got the flu. That was the point of you taking the shot, Darren. I thank you for the call. I'm going to jump to Michael in Texas. Michael, you're online.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I want to just tell you a little story that I used to go to St. Edward's University in Austin. Mm-hmm. They have a free clinic there for any of the students, and I had cut one of my hands. I was going to go get stitches or bandages, and as soon as I get there, the doctor notices that my hand is dirty. He's like, well, it looks like you need she was offering a, what kind of shot was it?
The one a booster shot?
The one that has to prevent rust with.
The tetanus shot.
Tetanus shot, that's why.
Yes.
She was offering me the ones from the state that are free. And like I was like, well, I was like, do I really need this? So I just want a stitch. She's like, no, the state wants you to have it. It's free, it's covered, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she just like pulls it out of the desk right next to her, like it was ready to go. And
yeah, these shots are always ready to go. They're always prepackaged. They don't want you to read what's in them because the majority of them have thimerosal, a.k.a. mercury, in them as a preservative. The last time I did a serious checkup about 18 months ago, maybe even 2 years ago, they wanted me to take a booster shot because I hadn't taken any shots since college. Before I went to college, I did take the tetanus shot. I did take the booster shot. I'm just going to let you know, I'll never take another shot voluntarily again. And if they want to forcibly put it in me, they're going to have to knock me out first or shoot me. I'm not taking these things. These people are out of their minds. You find out how many people have been injured from a Gardasil shot. How many people won lawsuits when they gave people SV40 in the polio shots. You find out that they shot people up with factor 8 who were hemophiliacs and spread HIV through the United States and Europe. Don't take them. Listen, here's the best way not to get sick, folks. Okay, you exercise, you eat right, you live a healthy lifestyle. It's very novel, I know. I know everybody wants the quick fix, a shot or a pill. Try living right for once. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Brian in California. Brian, you're online. Yes, sir.
Hi. Something I haven't heard people talk about with Obama wanting to give 3 shots. I don't know if that's worldwide thing, but I haven't heard anybody talk about what do you think the odds are one of those shots will be a microchip?
You know, I don't think that they're necessarily going to be putting RFID tags in the shots. Nanotechnology is at the point where it is edible, where it could be put into a shot. However, I just have not seen...
Well, I think they only get one shot at it. If they think they only get one shot at the...
You know, man, I just got to say, I need more evidence. You know, I don't like to speculate. I think it's bad enough that the shot, the actual microchips that they have out there are now even smaller than the grain of rice that we were reporting back in 2004 when the FDA actually approved them for human consumption. They're smaller than that now publicly.
Yeah. I saw a picture of an ant with a microchip in its mouth.
Well, they're getting smaller and smaller. That's what nanotechnology does, and it is a scary proposition that they may inject us with these at some point without our knowledge. But again, until I have some hardline evidence, it's just another conspiracy theory, my friend. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Michael in Amarillo. Michael, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I was calling from Amarillo, Texas, about 20 tanks that arrived here on train about 5 days ago.
Okay.
Just wanted to let y'all know.
What came on a train 5 days ago? I'm sorry, I missed that.
20 tanks.
Oh, you have 20 tanks. Well, I'm telling you right now, FEMA Region 6, or I'm sorry, is it FEMA Region 6 or is it FEMA Region 5? It's FEMA Region 6, right? Yeah, FEMA Region 6 does include Texas. They are going to be taking part in these drills. You know what? I need to bring up the video that was sent to me by an acquaintance of mine who sent me a couple of Northcom trucks on the road out by San Marcos. We're going to find those. It's a really short video, but you can clearly see that Northcom is on their way for this drill as well. This is a couple weeks ago, and I don't know what they're going to be doing. I think that they're probably going to be doing roadblocks. They're going to be doing mass spying operations. They're going to be acclimating the local governments, the tribal governments, and the state government into this federalized national security apparatus control that's really under international law. And they're going to be using private sector corporations as well, things like Blackwater and whatnot, in this drill, too. Remember, Canada's taking part. Mexico's taking part. The United Kingdom's taking part. And Australia is taking part after a terrorist attack happens overseas, and they have to prevent one here in real time. Thank you for the call, Michael.
And I had one more.
All right, go ahead. What else?
One more fact. I don't know how true it is, but it's based off my friend's word, and I trust him. But he ran into a lady whose brother worked for the FEMA agency, and he told me that they were planning North Korea was planning on nuking something that would take out Texas power during the drill.
You know what? If that may be one of the drill scenarios and that they're going to blame it on North Korea, I just don't know. I mean, from what I saw of Kim Jong-il just before I left for California, he looked pretty worse for the wear. He looked hurting. He looked like he was about to die. I don't know who they're going to shift power to. They're obviously somebody that they beat the drums against, really demonized in the media here. Not that North Korea is good. I am not defending North Korea whatsoever. But I don't know if they're actually going to aggressively take part in trying to, quote unquote, nuke a United States city. I think that would be the end of North Korea any way you look at it. I thank you for the call. James in Florida. James, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good.
Just want to call in and say that I've been following everything that you guys have been talking about. I'm an avid reader about 6 years now and all these things, and I've never called a radio show before except for the Chivo case in Florida.
Okay.
Because for me, that was really like the canary in the coal mine as far as like where our society is going. And I'm pretty learned about this virus stuff, and I was listening to Jones earlier beat the war drum. And you guys need to get on this and don't stop, because I think this is really what they're pushing for. I mean, now whether or not there'll be something that will be toxic or dangerous to us or pathogen in the shot, I don't know. I mean, it could be any different way.
Sir, I'm going to tell you, there's almost zero possibility that there won't be. And I don't know how long you've been listening to the program, but right when they started this swine flu scare, we were just on the cutting edge of showing people the checklist for pandemic preparedness. We were out there saying, hey, we're already under level 6. Don't worry, we're going to get there. We were out there saying that they were going to give these contracts to Baxter, and they did. And if you, again, look at what Baxter did, there's only a few mainline articles out there. There's Bloomberg back in February of the 24th, and then MSNBC followed up on it about a week later saying that people in the Czech Republic didn't want to take these shots. And to me, it's almost undeniable that there will be some kind of a pathogen or a poison in these shots. Again, the 1976 one is probably no different than this 2009 version. Okay. When you have an administration, the Ford administration, saying the same exact thing that the Obama administration is saying 33 years later, can you read in between the lines? I mean, how many people do I have to show you that became quadriplegics or dead before you think to yourself, hey, maybe this isn't such a great idea? And remember, there was not this massive campaign to bring it into the school system. These are your children. These are your children. I thank you for the call, James. Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, bro. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Just one little minor detail. I work for a German company back starting in 1990. It's called Deutz, but it's spelled D-E-U-T-Z. By the way, do you understand that the Rothschilds got controlling interest of the Reuters news agency in 1892?
I know that the Rothschilds are somewhat involved in the media, obviously, and I know that they pretty much print the money and are probably the top of the banking apex. I'll hold you over, Mark. We're going to come back to you, Chris, Bobby, and more. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true, total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow, wow, wow. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow. 21 guns, blacksmen of pain. Letter from the government sealed and signed.
All right, folks, we are back. And we're talking to Mark in Georgia. We're going to go to Chris, Bobby, and Lorraine at the top of the hour. We're going to cover the Bohemian Club. Of course, they just had their little nesting out in Sonoma County, and they have their little club over in San Francisco. And then we're also going to cover the Hearst Castle that I visited while I was out in California. Mark, you were talking about the Rothschilds? Yes, sir. You there? Is Mark still there? Did we drop him? All right, next. Chris in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes. when people speak of these black helicopters that they see over like metropolitan, like downtown areas of metropolitan cities like that, are they referring to Black Hawks or are they referring to civilian helicopters that are black?
No, they're always military. I mean, I was over on Ben White like a month ago, and they were in a formation. Sure. What's that?
See, I'm sure that throws people like myself. You know, people should say Black Hawk. You know, because.
You know what it is? It's the thing. I guess it's the demeanor that in the beginning, the military would say that black helicopters didn't exist. And then, of course, we found out about the Black Hawk. And then they said, well, we're not doing anything domestically with these black helicopters. And then it kind of became a buzzword because in the 90s, people would talk about these military drills in the black helicopters. And they'd just say it doesn't exist. There's no programs like that. And people like Sean Hannity love saying, you know, tinfoil hat and black helicopter theories. But mostly they're either Black Hawks or I think Apaches that are painted black. They're not civilian. They're almost always military. Like I saw a formation of about, I would say it was six of them, and they were flying pretty low over Ben White in Austin while I was on my way to the office, and I was kind of surprised how low they were, but they were close to a base, and they do run drills, and now it's become more commonplace. But the thing that I don't like is that people like Hannity and others who make fun of black helicopter theories, I say to them, well, they're using black helicopters. And have you seen Alex Jones's Police State film, sir?
Yes. They're very informative, all three of them.
Yeah, and
they're scary.
The thing that I always point to is, well, you know, they're doing these drills in these black helicopters, and yes, they're not just United States military forces, but they're foreign military forces, and they're practicing local takeovers of local governments and police forces. So I think that's a great concern, and I think we're going to see more of that just coming up tomorrow when NLE 09 starts up. National Level Exercise 09. Go check out what the government's already telling you about it. I thank you for the call, Chris.
Also,
I'm sorry, I got to let you go. I got so many callers. Bobby in New York. Bobby, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey, Burmeologist. Are
yes.
you on Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I've been noticing that I've been getting friend requests from people that would only be able to know who these people are if they were digging through my personal email account. What's up with that?
I'm not quite following. Somebody's going through your email account and requesting you on Facebook?
No, I'm saying that I'm getting like Facebook gives you recommendations of people to befriend.
Yes.
Okay.
But listen, Facebook isn't the one that's telling you to friend request these people. What happens is one of your friends accepts these people as a friend, and then it says, hey, would you like these guys? Do you know anybody else who will be their friend? And it often just checks off all their friends, and then you have to de-check them, and then they'll just hit next.
These are people that are not, I'm not affiliated with them at all on Facebook. These are people that would only be contacted with me.
Hold on. I'm not saying that they're affiliated with you. I'm saying they're probably friends of other people you're friends with. And then when they befriend them, I know how Facebook works. When they befriend them, they then say, hey, who would you like to suggest this person as a friend? And it already checks all of your friends, okay? So unless they deselect them, if they just hit next, then you get those friend suggestions. I get about a dozen friend suggestions a day, and I just ignore them all because I don't necessarily know who they are. Not a nefarious plot. Although Facebook isn't a good thing. They openly admit that police force and the military are on there deceiving people. We had that breakup of a New Jersey prom party only 2 weeks ago. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes coming back after this with the Bohemian Club special, I promised.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Coast to coast and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the medias these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back. And, you know, I should have looked into this little annal here. Because I was Googling it, and I didn't realize that the address of the actual club is in the annal we have here. It's 624 Taylor Street, San Francisco, California. It is kind of nested away, if you will. Very hard to see inside. The windows are tinted. Their doors are locked. There's somebody on service there. Perhaps you'll be able to see the giant owl that's inside. It's about an owl the size of me. A little taller, perhaps. And I couldn't get in. One of the other producers here, Jason Douglas, knocked on the door, buzzed it, said that he was an architecture student and tried to get inside. No go there. We were able to tape the outside. And as I discuss this coming up in the next segment, for those who don't know, I'm going to be just playing the video, not the audio, because the audio is kind of garbagey anyway, of the outside of this club so you can get a better feel of what it looks like. Now, for those that don't know, the Bohemian Club was started in the 1800s in Sonoma, California, in these giant redwood forests. And this was the first time that I really got to take any time and go out through all these different forests. I was pretty shocked. I couldn't, you know, I'd never been really next to a redwood or a series of redwoods. Now, I didn't get to stop in Sonoma County, but we were basically above that county when we interviewed Rosalind Peterson, and we went out to the wildlife, and we were shooting a lot of tree degradation. And it was pretty incredible, all the tree degradation that was around. Kind of another subject, but you could see these pine trees that should have been healthy. I mean, they lived right next to the water. You know, they couldn't have not been getting enough nutrients, but they were really dead and dying. I mean, the tops were going. There was moss growing on them. We actually went out to a botanical garden there, and things were wilted and dying in the botanical garden where they're supposed to be taken care of by the staff. And Rosalind really just did a great thing. She's top-notch. I'm going to be having her on the program for at least an hour next week to not only discuss that subject matter, the persistent jet contrails, or what a lot of people out there refer to as quote-unquote chemtrails, but also of this naval drill that's going to be starting in September, where they openly state that they're going to be killing about 17.5 million mammals in the ocean, which is incredible to me. But, you know, she showed me the documents, and we have the documents, and she is really hell-bent on trying to prevent this from happening, and I completely and totally understand why. I got to say, there were not too many of these quote-unquote chemtrails out there while we shot, and Rosalind and another gentleman who worked for the, I want to say it was the Fish and Wildlife Department for over 35 years, I think he did it for 38 years, really did joke that it seemed like they had stopped because the Bohemian Club was only a few miles down the road. I think it was something like 20 or 30 miles from where we actually were. Let me tell you, you can be buried in these redwood forests and not even see civilization. I was astounded when we went to one of the photographer slash videographer's house that people were living on these mountains. While we were going after turn after turn after turn in these mountains where everything was kind of hidden away and you couldn't see anything, there was house after house after house. And of course, there were the areas where there was nobody. And you think to yourself, well, people can live here. They can live there. It seems like this overpopulation scam is just that. It's a scam. There's plenty of room for everybody. So coming up in the next segment, we're going to be showing you the Bohemian Club from outside. There's two main plaques. There's the plaque that everybody can see on Wikipedia above the actual main entrance. Then there's a plaque on the side. But then there's a couple other bizarre placards as well. And above that, I mean, it's kind of got this Greek motif. And there's this one guy that's sitting there like this. And on one side of him is a death skull. And the other side is the owl. And then they have this bar across the street called the Owl's Nest. Very spooky stuff. It's the Bohemian Club. I'm Jason Burmis. This is the Info Warrior, weekly, 6 to 9 Central, back after this.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water, right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
That's right, I'm wearing their logo right here. This is their big logo, if we can get a shot of that off this camera right here. They love this owl, and it's spooky. I mean, I wonder if this one right here, the shirt, if I could just get up for a second and you check it out in the back. It says San Francisco, and San Francisco is where the club is. I don't know if Mike Davis, the artist of this, is a member of the Bohemian Club, but they do enjoy recruiting artists and poets outside of the regular elite. And let's not forget Helmut Schmidt, actually wrote in his autobiography that he enjoyed doing rituals at the Bohemian Grove much more than the ones in Germany. It was his favorite place to do these rituals. And Schmidt is unapologetic about it. In fact, Helmut Schmidt, somewhere in this annal, and you look at these guys, and you can tell, you know, they're very lighthearted at points, okay? There's a lot of performance. They like music. You see them dressed up like mariachi band. They're not a mariachi band, okay? You see them doing the Oktoberfest thing. But then you see them doing the more obscure Christmas dinner, Guardians of the Portals. Take a look at that, folks. Oh, other camera. I'm sorry. Oh, we're going to do it like that? Okay. Guardians of the Portals right here. And you see them in red, white, and black outfits. And this is in the City Club. This is actually at the Bohemian Club, which we filmed. Let's bring up some of the footage of the club. We just play it in the background while I go through this. And what we're going to be showing you here is this is the main plaque on the side of the building. Weaving spiders come not here. And this one was, I think, put up in 1872, the of the 1909 and the 1933 little placard right there. But what's interesting about that is that their logo, their weaving spiders come not here, is basically saying, hey, what goes on here stays here. We don't talk about it in the public. This is a private organization. You don't dare do anything else. And we're going to keep this on the screen and keep it going. I'm just going to rant and rave here while we do that because I want people to see just what this looks like, and I'll comment on it if it gets a little bit different, but we were really just shooting a lot of B-roll and whatnot. Right here, you can see the culmination in the annal, if we want to just switch gears for a minute, Hoosh. Right here in the annal, you can see they shoot something down a wire. See, it's a wire. This is where they do their mock sacrifice right here. Now, everybody's dressed up in robes. This is an actual picture. Here's the aftermath of what happens with that wire. They shoot fire down the wire. All of a sudden, it goes up in flames. Care, dull care, which in my opinion is an effigy of a baby. A lot of people have said it's an effigy of an owl. No, the owl god is in the background. And death rose up in a boat. Let me repeat that. Death rose up in a boat and gives it to like this high priest. And all of a sudden, everybody cheers, and they kick off their little ceremony. What you're looking at now is another placard that is at the Grove Club, not at the actual Grove. I had no idea what this meant, folks. I've got to be 110% honest. I got in on the film. I filmed that there's actual names that are on the bottom of this plaque. There's obviously something at the top. I've got all the names out there. We're going to be putting this on the web so maybe people can interpret it for me because I'm not an expert on everything. You know, I believe it says Brett Harris. I don't know who Brett Harris is, but it seems like they have businessmen and prospectors and all these different things. This here, really, and it's 1836, and I believe 1836 is when the club came to the United States. Now, this thing was about the least occultic thing that I saw at the club. Above this, it has much more Greek architecture. It has the little, I forget what it's called. Jones is always telling me what it's called, but it's this thing right here on my shirt that the owl is perched on. I think it's a little floor leaf or something like that, but it seems that they really like this as well. And I'm not 110% sure why, but the owl rests on this. Again, there's the owl, and there he is resting on this symbology. And that symbol is literally everywhere in San Francisco. You see it all over buildings. It's in a lot of older architecture. And it was very interesting to me. We actually went to the Hearst Castle beforehand. There's one of the owls that sits on the top of the club, and there's several of them. But it was very interesting to me that in their own Wikipedia page about the Bohemian Club, not the Grove, that actually, that's the owl tree. I'm sorry. This bar is directly across from the club. And it's got all these owls on there. There's some tiled owls over to the side, but it's literally directly across the street. Now, why is this their logo? Well, from what I've been told, it's because it can see in the dark. It's always paying attention. People are not, opposed to the owl. And you see it almost everywhere. Wise Chips. It seems to be quite the corporate logo. Right now, I'm showing you the outside of the building, and I'm hoping it's going to zoom in a bit. But what you see are four windows, and above those four windows is this Greek architecture. And these philosophers, if you will, or I would assume they're Greek figures. It really has that look. And the one all the way over to the left, hopefully we're going to zoom in on it. I had my little cam for this one. Don't worry, we shot it with other cameras. But again, we have a skull on one side and an owl on another. It's just very, very interesting stuff. And, you know, Walter Cronkite has been in the news, and we've been talking. Just look at some of the heavy hitters that are in this annal. Let's go over to this side here, guys. I don't know how much we have to zoom out, but right here, this is Walter Cronkite at the orchestra concert speaking. There, right there, is Richard Nixon and Art Linkletter. There they are. There's Nixon talking, giving a lakeside chatter. We know that Nixon had said some pretty ridiculous things, that the Grove was the effiest G-darn thing he'd ever been a part of. And they played that on Colbert. You know, I might play that clip. I think we're going to play the Colbert Belizean Grove clip. If you go to the InfoWarrior.Infowars, or I'm sorry, the InfoWarrior.com, and scroll down, it should still be in some of the top stories, only because I have not been able to update that quite as much as I'd like to. However, I'm going to be updating it very, very shortly. Let's focus in on this guy right here. Who's this? Well, in the middle, his name is Caspar Weinberger. Caspar Weinberger was convicted during the Iran-Contra hearings for helping to smuggle drugs into the United States while running weapons to the Contras, the freedom fighters, if you will. Now, Caspar Weinberger was pardoned. Who was he pardoned by? Let's scroll right over to here. I'll show you who he was pardoned by. Scroll up. He was pardoned by this man. Oh, no, not there. A little much. A little more. Oh, we're all over the place. Well, for the radio listeners right there, who I'm pointing to is none other than George H.W. Bush, yet another member of the Bohemian Grove. Now, Bush pardoned Weinberger and 13 others. And another person who was involved in this Iran-Contra scandal was our current Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates. And let's not forget, Robert Gates was the head of the CIA at the time. I want you to check this out. Here they all are outside of the lake, and they're taking part in some kind of a weird watermelon game. You know, all these guys are in their undies or worse, and they have watermelons right over their junk, if you will. I mean, I don't know how else to ease it out there, but there it is. They're out on these little bays. Really, just it just boggles my mind that these people, you know, they act like this is all fun and games, but then they have these weird rituals. Now, there's an example of the owl right here, but here's an example of some of the rituals. Again, they get dressed up in these robes, and they give these speeches. And why is it that it has an occult overtime? Why are they dressing up like royalty, as in this picture? Why is Paul Davies have a crown on his head? You know, I mean, seriously, and this is their little Christmas dinner. Why is this a part of the culture? How is it that these people can pretend to be Christian conservatives, yet they take on these occultic practices and ideal sets? It boggles my mind, and it was something that I really had to come to terms with because I didn't understand it. I thought it was all a gag. And I'm not sure where it is here, but you can see one of the political cartoonists out there. I forget what his name is, but his name is in the Grove title. And he's basically sitting there doing a cartoon about how everybody needs to keep their mouth shut. He shows himself as a reporter, you know, writing things down. But then in his mind, he has a little thought bubble. He's holding a candle and he's in a robe, kind of showing the media control, how I'm a part of the media, I'm a reporter, but behind the scenes, I'm also a Grove member. And another thing, there are no women in this thing. And that's why Colbert reported on the quote-unquote Belizean Grove, okay? Now, because there are no women here, some of these guys have a penchant for cross-dressing. And that's also very bizarre to me. Again, these people are supposed to be the Christian conservatives. They seem like the last people that are going to get dressed up in drag. And even if they do get dressed up in drag, it would kind of be a LARP. It wouldn't be going all the way. Well, take a look at this play right here. Low Jinx. They have High Jinx and Low Jinx. Those are the different plays and whatnot that they put on. Look at this guy. They say it's Jerry Parsons, Toby Mumford, Bob Stevens, and Gardner Goetz. And obviously, this is a full-on drag outfit. I mean, from the lipstick and the wig to the eye makeup, a huge boa, and a rhinestone dress. It really seems to me that that is over the top. Maybe that's just over the top to me. I don't know. These guys, I just don't know how to describe it. Here's yet another example at these Christmas dinners where they can't help but get into these weird outfits where they have, you know, big medallions on their chest and robes and sashes and headgear. What's going on? And what did they discuss this year? What was dispersed? Well, it was the same thing they discussed over at the Bilderberg Group, only they expanded it to thousands of people. It's the InfoWar with Jason Vermes, back after this with your calls.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency.
Nation,
you simply prepare. No one's going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right.
clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Woo-hoo, we're all gonna die. Now come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. Why, man, this is war, a go-go. There's plenty good money to be made. Supplying the army with the tools of the trade. Just hope and pray that if they drop the bomb, they drop it on a Viet Cong. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for?
All right, folks, we are back. Here's another prominent member of the Bohemian Club. He was the mayor of San Francisco. And I just passed it. It's very important I show him. Willie Brown, also a Bohemian Grover. There he is right there. And zoom in on that. And here, I'll just move it right there. There he is right there. And, of course, Willie Brown was the one that got that low-key warning on the morning of 9/11 not to fly. Hey, Willie, don't get on your flight today. It was reported in the mainstream media. He was confronted about 2 years ago, and he denied the entire thing. He said, I never said that. And he's like, well, that's the quote in the paper, sir. Are you now denying it? Oh, I never said that. And there he is, you know, Willie Brown over at the Bohemian Club. Here they are dressed in drag. Let's just move that right over because that's a great drag shot right there. Again, it seems like they're going all out. I mean, they've got the fake breasts. They've got the wigs. They've got the lipstick. And it's, well, Gardner Goetz is in the last one, so he might have a real penchant for cross-dressing. And then we've got Richard Barlish and Rob Bell right there. I mean, these pictures are really just stunning. And to me, it's mind-blowing. Just completely and totally mind-blowing. In the next segment, we're going to play this Colbert clip. We're going to go to your calls. I'm going to take a couple calls right now. We've had Lorraine on the line for quite some time. Lorraine, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Jason, my son was given a physical to get into the next grade level, and they wanted to do two shots, a chicken pox and a DPT.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to have it done,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't feel right about it either, so we didn't get the shots, I should say, and I just, you know, wanted to know what you think about, you know, what would I have to worry about if I did get the shot?
Well, again, I mean, first of all, did your son come down with chicken pox?
No.
Well, what does he need? How old is your son?
Well, he's 14.
Yeah, I went through chicken pox. That was probably between the ages of 8 and 10 one time. Didn't kill me. You know, it wasn't a pleasant illness, but it didn't kill me. So why would you want to take a vaccine for that? I'm not quite sure what the, what was the other shot? DTI, you said, or DPT?
DPT, which is a combination of diphtheria, tetanus, and whooping cough.
Yeah, how many people do you know who get that? I mean, how many cases of that do we have around? The only disease that I've seen people get, and that's dangerous in my opinion, that can be life-threatening, that you may take a shot for, and I wouldn't take a shot for it anyway because, again, it's so rare, is meningitis. So I think that you did the right thing, Lorraine. I think that, you know, you, as long as you act like it, you have a moral or conscientious objection to these things, they cannot force it on your children. And I suspect that you're probably going to have to go through the same BS when you put your kid into college, because I wasn't aware. I just rolled my sleeve up and took the shots. I'm just worried, what's in the preservatives of these shots? What else is out there? Again, I tell people to study the known cases where they put poison into these things, and they openly state that they still use thimerosal. People got hip to the fact that mercury was in the shots. So then they said, oh, well, we took them out. Well, not exactly. You have to ask for a shot without thimerosal. Then they have to special order it. It's 3 times as expensive, and then you have to wait for it. And even then, I wouldn't take it. Again, I think you did the right thing. None of the things right there. Your kid's not going to die from tetanus. Your kid's not going to die from whooping cough. And he's surely not going to die from diphtheria. I mean, the chances of that are just absolutely ludicrous. I thank you for the call. Let's go to John in Florida. John, you're on the line.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was listening to all that about the Bohemian Grove and stuff, and it just, like, really triggered my memory because, like, I was in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I met this guy, Victor Ash. He was a mayor. Mm-hmm. And I saw him walking around, and I knew instantly he was a mayor, but it's like he was, like, so weird that I didn't want to get close to him.
Well, do you know who else Victor Ash? Victor Ash is an ex-roommate of none other than George Herbert Walker Bush from college. I think the Yale days. You know that?
I was going to say, I was going to use one of Alex's things. You got to Google this because you can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And one of the Congress ladies, you can Google this. And all.
Oh, I know what you're going to say to me, sir. Let me just break it down for people. I thank you for the call, John. Unfortunately, a congresswoman said that she was at a party with Victor Ash and George H.W. Bush. And she witnessed George H.W. Bush, quote-unquote, performing a sexual act on Victor Ash. And that's out there. That's open. I'm not in Congress. I wasn't at the party. I don't know what happened. All I know is that information is out there. You got to Google it to believe it. But just Google Victor Ash, George Bush. It's there.
Direct to you and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switchblades in every arm. And this way we ixnay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bomb. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just
a lifetime to do it in. It's just one lifetime that we have, folks. As far as I'm concerned, and through that lifetime, I feel like we should stand for something. We should stand for the truth. And when there are secret cabals meeting, and into the exact opposite of what they claim to be into in the public, it's time to expose them. It's time to let the world know that these people do have something else in mind for us, that they aren't what they seem. And before I go to this Colbert clip on the Grove, I did find what I was looking for over here in the book, in the annal. And up top here, you have a picture of George H.W. Bush before he's the president of the United States with his father. And there he is next to Newt Gingrich. Remember, he's a big Christian conservative. He doesn't go to the Bohemian Grove Club. Yeah, right. And, I mean, he's right there, but he'll deny it. But here's the interesting one. Here, I'll just move this up here. I was talking about the news reporter. Now, this guy is obviously a political cartoonist. His name is Farley. I look him up. I'd like to know his background. I don't quite know it that well. But there he is as a reporter. You see, here he is. He's reporting the news. He's got his little sketch pad. He's got his little newsy hat. He's the newsman. But what's he thinking about? He's a member of the Bohemian Grove. There he is in his little cloak and his little candle. And this symbolizes the cremation of care. Now, I don't know what he's talking about, but I think it's a pretty revealing picture. All right, I want to play this Grove clip, and then we're going to go back to your calls on this. This is Stephen Colbert only a month ago really breaking it down about the Bohemian Grove Club.
Nation, Sonia Sotomayor's path to the Supreme Court has been fraught with missteps, and not just that one that snapped her ankle at LaGuardia last week. Oh, I guess wise Latina women don't take their calcium. Well, now it has come to light that Sotomayor is a member of something called the Belizean Grove, a private organization whose members must be a female professional from the profit, nonprofit, and social sectors. Or, in layman's terms...
Away! 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 Away!
Nation, this is not only more Sotomayor reverse discrimination... It also violates the code of conduct for federal judges, which forbids membership in groups that practice invidious discrimination on the basis of sex. Invidious, I believe, is one of those legal terms that no one understands, like sui generis or child support or within 300 yards. Am I supposed to measure that? Now... Some out there have questioned Sotomayor's membership, specifically the Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, who have their own single-sex club called the Republican Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Now, Nation, I like them too. Nation, there is only one way for Sotomayor to be a member of a single-sex club and still be confirmed for the Supreme Court. And it brings us to tonight's word. Bohemian Grove. Now, as opposed to the Belizean Grove, the Bohemian Grove, or Bohemian Club, is an all-male 130-year-old secret society of captains of industry, international power brokers, and every Republican president since 1923. Herbert Hoover called it, quote, the greatest men's party on earth. And Richard Nixon agreed.
The Bohemian Grove is the most fabulous goddamn thing you've ever had.
That is really saying something for a guy named Tricky Dick, who paid a man with this mustache to do secret plumbing for him in the 70s and then paid him to keep him quiet. Now, every year, Bohemian Grove holds a retreat in the Bohemian Grove in Northern California, where they are rumored to engage in costume pageantry, simulated human sacrifice, and worshiping before a 30-foot stone owl. Clearly modeling their rights on our most distinguished cultural institution, it's a small world. Well, in 1999, after being denied membership by Bohemian Grove, a group of women started their own same-sex organization, the Belizean Grove. But folks, that doesn't make it right. An all-female club, it's outrageous. It's unfair. I would love to form a group of like-minded professionals who aren't allowed to join men's clubs. But as a man, I can't. Now, of course, to keep her nomination alive, Sotomayor claims Belizean Grove doesn't discriminate. That, quote, all interested individuals are duly considered by the membership committee, and to the best of my knowledge, a man has never asked to be considered for membership. Until now. Because I hereby demand to be admitted to this lady's shadowy cabal. Yes. Where I can only assume these powerful women capture men, steal their seed, and inseminate each other with turkey basters. Now, Madam Sotomayor, making me a member is the quickest way to put this controversy to rest. Now, I know what you're all thinking. Why on earth am I being so helpful? Well, folks, it is a simple matter of principle. The principle that I really want to be in Belizean Grove. Plus, I gotta tell you, between you and me, the Bohemian Grove is a total sausage fest. I can't spend another summer watching Henry Kissinger belly dance around a statue of the Tootsie Pop Owl. So, madam, I await your invitation.
All right, there you go, folks. I gotta tell you, I do enjoy that clip. I mean, he goes pretty far in it. I mean, is he making fun of it? Yes. But at the same time, he's not saying it doesn't exist. He is showing certain portions of it. I wish he had showed a picture like this. He showed one of the older school pictures of the cremation of care ritual. But if you look at this one, I mean, it's in color. You can see the real pageantry, the real detail in this occultic ceremony. And you can see the owl with all the moss grown on it. That's actually hallowed out as well. I mean, that's one of their centers. So, again, and here's another, you know, low jinx picture. I'm going to bring it right up into the mix, you know, to show the cross-dressing that goes on. I mean, full drag. Right there. And it's very bizarre to me. It's very bizarre that these powerful individuals want to dress up in this fashion anyway, but then they would choose to do so in such a way. I mean, it's just very weird to me. I mean, look at this guy. I mean, he's dressed up with, looks like some kind of a Catholic pontiff. And I don't know if it's the Knights Templar behind him, but some kind of knights. And then, I mean, there's that one. And then right here, you know, you have another gentleman who's talking to a skull. And obviously it's a real human skull. I mean, why are they doing these things? What is the point? All right, let's take some calls. Anything you want to talk about? I know I've missed the news for the past week. There's only a few stories out there that I've really paid any attention to. Usually the headlines over in Yahoo when I was checking my email and whatnot. The number to call is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. That's 512-646-1776. Alice in California. Alice, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. I just wanted to bring it to people's attention that we are being attacked by poison in our water and our skies and the squalene and the adjuvants that are in these new vaccines that the government says that they want to force those vaccines, but now, and only I'm not taking off tomorrow, and they say that they're going to start with a terrorist-like event outside the United States. They could use that as a pretense to lock down schools and office buildings and stadiums and such. And I think it would be very naive of them to forcibly vaccinate us that way. But it is a possibility.
Well, what I think they're doing with NLE09 is they're setting up the infrastructure for something like that. I don't think that everybody's going to be vaccinated over the next week. You know what I mean? I don't think they're going to declare a national emergency. But what I do think they're doing is they're getting the organizations ready to work with the military and our national security apparatus and even outside nations for these types of programs. Again, everything we do is being tracked, traced, and databased through a computer or through a cell phone. You're on a cell phone. They know who you call. They can record your conversations. They can access your cell phone when it's off. All that has to be done is the battery needs to be in it. Just in the very beginning of June, now a month and a half ago, the appellate court said, You know what? You can't go after AT&T and these other communication companies that have built a secret room where they funnel in all the information of those who use the internet, all the IP addresses that you've gone to, all the searches, all the files on your computer. And it's very unfortunate to me. And then as far as what's in the water, I mean, you look at mainline sources and you can't, I mean, they find Prozac in the water. They find high levels of mercury. They're finding barium in the skies. Yeah, it's very bad. I'm not going to lie. And that's why it's so important that people out there get a Cola Blue or a Berkey. And that doesn't even stop all of it. You got to remember, it's not just the drinking water. Every time you take a shower, your body is taking in these toxicities and these heavy metals. It's a soft kill. You know, they talk about population control. That's their game. It's in Endgame, folks. Please go check out Endgame.
That's why people should, you know, join me or, talk to the local group, post posters and, get the people to become aware, because we need to learn to be a self.
Yeah, I agree. Like Gandhi said, we have to be the change that we want to see in the world, and just shutting up and acting like this isn't important is not the way to go. I thank you for the call. Interesting side story. Rosalind Peterson's 94-year-old mother was at the forefront to keep, I think they're in Lake County, California, but they were trying to put fluoride in the water some years back. And they said no. They also stopped a nuclear power plant from coming into town. So she comes from a long line of activists. And she had Rosalind had so much documentation on geoengineering and weather warfare and all these separate programs, these drills that are coming up. Again, we're going to have her on next week to talk about these latest Navy drills that are going to be going on in September of this year, unless we stop them now. So many important issues to cover here on the Info Warrior and the Alex Jones Show. Jonathan in Massachusetts. Jonathan, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
Hey, I was just calling. AT&T, it's a little bit off topic from what you were just talking about, but AT&T is currently censoring a couple of websites online. And there's a bunch of people right now who are upset about online.
But now, for those that don't know, AT&T has just launched this new package where they're offering DSL service and DVR service. I believe it's called UVerse, right?
Yep, that's right. That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah, and UVerse, it's kind of a startup. It's only really starting to hit big cities in the last couple of months. But you're telling me that they're blocking certain IPs?
Yes, and to certain websites. For example, in California, Chicago, and it's been confirmed in Canada. I have no idea if AT&T is in Canada, but they're blocking this website. It's actually quite a radical website. It's called 4chan. I don't advise anyone really to go there.
Mm-hmm. But, what kind of a radical website? I mean, you can say it on there.
Well, I mean, they just post a bunch of random stuff. It's a decent site. It's known for a bunch of things, but there's a lot of people there. You must post anonymously, so on and so forth. But if you Google 4chan AT&T, you should see it.
All right, I'll check that out. I mean, it doesn't shock me, seeing as AT&T were the ones named in this lawsuit, Hepting versus AT&T, as the main communication company that was working with the National Security Agency to, again, track, trace, and database every single thing you do on your computer and your cell phone. So not a shocker. Before I go to Jesse in California, I mentioned earlier that during the cremation of care, death rose up on a boat and gives them an effigy of a baby, which they then sacrifice in front of Moloch, this 30-foot, 40-foot stone owl god. Well, here is Death. This is what he looks like. He gets in a big black robe. They paint up his face pretty hardcore. And that's the person that rides right in. This is Afterglow, Cremation Boatman, and Tom Smokey McRae. You see, he's Death on a boat, the Grim Reaper. I could buy the Affliction t-shirt to represent it, but we've all seen it. I believe it was also in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. Death comes rowing in on a boat. And where do we get these ideas and rituals from? It seems to be these mystery schools, these Babylonian philosophies, these pagan beliefs. And really what they're doing is an amalgamation of all these things. You know what? While I'm taking this next call, why don't you hit another video clip off of the Bohemian? Let's go to Hearst Castle. Pick one in the middle. I know I've got like 35 different videos in there. Just pick a random middle Hearst Castle. I want people to see this, because I may not be able to go over all this stuff as I take calls. But I do want people who are watching the PrisonPlanet.tv show to see what some of the members deck their own homes out in. And this Hearst Castle was massive. I mean, it was a huge land plot. There were five different tours. I decided to take the outdoor tour because it was really hard to get good video shots inside. They wouldn't let you have flash photography, and obviously I couldn't mount a light on my camera. They would have frowned upon that. But the stuff that's just outside and the few rooms inside I could go to were just reeked of occult knowledge. Again, Poseidon, lots of Baphomet stuff of goats. Pan had a big statue with a couple of women that I was able to film. So I really do want to show that to everybody as I go through these calls as well. Jesse in California. Jesse, you're online.
Hi, Jason.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you. I have three things real quick. Mm-hmm. You guys haven't put it together yet. Walter Cronkite is the voice on the Bohemian Grove footage that Alex Jones captured.
So you're saying that, you think that he is the high priest?
Well, it's in the annals. You read it. Or Alex Jones read it the other day in the annals. He said, oh, here it is. Walter Cronkite is the high priest. But he didn't really put it together, I don't think.
You know, I've listened to that, and I don't know necessarily whether that's true, and I've been gone all week, so I don't know if Alex reported on that, but that's definite possibility. I know that they also pump in kind of a recording, too, but the guy, you're saying that the guy with the big, like, Pope-type hat was probably Walter Cronkite in 2000?
Well, go ahead and listen to it, and everybody should listen to it and see what they think, because that's what I think. I'm pretty good at picking out voices, but there's two other things I want to shoot out at you, real.
Okay.
There's this book online that is the, it's West Henry is the author. It's a free book, and it's about Supreme David Rockefeller. Mm-hmm. And he claims to be Lucifer in this book, and the conversation that's in this book. And
you were like mumbling or breaking up right there. What about David Rockefeller and Lucifer in a book?
Supreme David Rockefeller. He's like 34 years old. He's got a company called, he's got SD Rockefeller Holdings. He created the SDR.
Jesse, hold over. I'm going to have you on the next segment. Hold over. I want to talk about that and much more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3,
In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4. The hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Folks, we are back. We're going to go back to Jesse in California in just a minute, but I want to zoom in on this right here. I talked about these ancient Babylonian kind of Egyptian mystery schools. Well, here you have a big sarcophagus right here in one of the plays, I guess, that they were performing, The Man Who Came to Dinner. And the dude in the red bow tie looks extremely creepy to me. I mean, he's got a little creepy smile going on, and right in the background, I don't know if that's Tutankhamun or somebody else, but very interesting stuff. Now, Jesse, you were telling me, now, is this David Rockefeller who's now in his 90s, or is this a David Rockefeller Jr. that you're discussing? What are you talking about here? I'm kind of not following.
Okay, this is important. The guy's name who wrote the book is Wes Penry, and you can find the book that way. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty in-depth, has links and everything. I wanted you to check it out.
Okay.
The guy's name is Supreme David Rockefeller. He's 34 years old. He has S. David Rockefeller Holdings Ltd. They made a contract with Frantech to market the Allied Union Credit, which will be artificial intelligence and biometric security, cashless currency, global currency.
Okay.
Read all about it there. I want you to check that out. And also, the end of Ardent Century was last week, and it finished with a missile defense test with Israel and the United States. Israel has a base off the coast here in the Channel Islands off the coast of California. And you can check that stuff out on mda.mil.
All right, I'll do that. I thank you for the call, Jesse. Let's jump to Doc in California. Doc, you're on the line.
How you doing, Jason? Glad to talk to you, and glad you had me on the show.
Thank you.
Today, I'd like to mention this swine flu vaccination and the charges that have been filed by Jane Burgermeister against Barack Obama, the World Health Organization, and the United Nations for bioterrorism, basically to depopulate America and most of the EU. And it's my understanding they want to completely remove the third world races completely so that they can replace them with the new root race, as in the mystery schools, where they believe that, of course, by augmenting themselves, that they're going to live forever. And basically, they want to become our gods.
Well, you know, I agree with the second half of the statement. I just don't know if they're going to be able to take out the entire third world. I don't doubt that they will try to take out large portions of the third world. If you read, for example, some of the Project for a New American Century documents, if you even read the one that everybody talks about, which is, Something America's Defenses. I don't want to say it's reclaiming. I want to say it starts with an R, but it's the one that everybody talks about, the new Pearl Harbor comment. But they also discuss a bio warfare and how there are race-specific bioweapons out there that can take out entire populaces. Now, I don't know if this swine flu vaccination is going to be the end-all, be-all kill. I think it's going to be more of a soft kill type deal, where a lot of people will develop cancer in the next 20 to 30 years and not know why, or maybe even the next 10 to 15 years. I think that there will be those that have a very adverse reaction to it and do die off the bat. I think that you'll see something like 1976, where people become paralyzed and that sort of thing. I don't think that this is the end. However, I think that this is, again, to acclimate us. That's why they're running these drills right now, to get people ready, to get the infrastructure there. And then when they do have the swine flu shot ready for your kids in the schools, let's see how many people take it. And let's see how many people we can get sick. And then we'll cause a bigger crisis and other forced inoculations. That's just my opinion, Doc. I thank you for the call. We're going to come back for Ryan, Mark, Scott, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Direct from Austin, coast to coast, and in your face, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved? Cruelty to the winner, bishop tells the king his lies. Maybe you're a mourner, maybe you deserve to die. They were crying when their sons left. God,
we are back. I'm going to go to Ryan, Mark, Scott, and more in just a moment, but I want to show this. These are for the initiates right here. Again, they're wearing the robes. This is New Members Night monks, where they're dressed up in these occultic brown robes, and they look like monks, and they obviously have their hands clasped as though they're praying, and when they become older men and they're more a part of the club, they dress like royalty. I mean, look at these outfits. Look at this guy right here. It blows my mind. In a big gold outfit with a big weird guy hat on and a bunch of knights with things that I don't understand, I don't grasp, on their chest. Having a blast, folks. That's what the Bohemian Club is about. But you have to remember that the club itself is also where the Manhattan Project was launched. And for those that don't know what the Manhattan Project is, they brought Oppenheimer to the club in San Francisco that we shot. And they said, hey, we want you to be a part of this. And that's where the bomb came out of. Yes, that's right. The people at the Bohemian Club are the ones that were behind the nuclear bomb. Believe it. It's fact. It's history. In fact, if you go to the Manhattan Project, just Google it. I think the Wikipedia page also admits that. All right, let's go to Ryan in Michigan. Ryan, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
Doing, Jason? I just had a couple of questions about, okay, I never really read much about the Bohemians, mm-hmm. and everything. The only thing I read about them was from David Icke and everything.
Yes.
And, well, I mean, what do you know about connection between the Masons and the and Bohemians?
Well, I would say this. You would probably have to be an upper-level Mason to get a consideration into the Bohemian Club. Although they do share some of their same Masonic rituals, it seems like they take it a step further. I'm currently reading John Robison's book, Proofs of a Conspiracy, and this guy was an insider whistleblower who wrote this book prior to the Bohemian Club starting. And what he was writing about was basically Weishaupt and the Illuminati coercing and co-opting different levels of masonry in Europe and how they would shoot off into different sects and how they would take on these different Babylonian and occultic rituals that were outside of masonry. So it seems to me that, you know, a lot of these guys overlap. You know, Bush is a at least Bush Sr. is an openly a Mason, and I believe Cronkite's a Mason as well. There's plenty of Masons out there, but I think that you probably have to get into the upper echelons, into the higher degrees, 32nd, 33rd and above, to get into these clubs. But I wouldn't say that all of them are Masons. They also recruit from other, they want power. So in other words, I don't think that these guys are necessarily as high level as the Bilderberg group, because the Bilderberg group is smaller. You have 144 people that meet in May. And then I would say a majority of those people also go to the Bohemian Club, and then they disperse that information or the agenda to the 2,500 or 3,000 members, and everybody only gets to see a compartmentalized view. The other thing that I notice about the Bohemian Club is that it's very inclusive to family members. So let's say one of the older gentlemen is a Mason. His son might not necessarily have to be a Mason in order to join the club. However, how high up in the club he will actually become, or, you know, how important he will become in the ceremonies is questionable. He may be just one of those guys that they go to for business or politics. Am I making sense?
Yes, that's real interesting, because I was, you know, I come from a small town, you know, over here in Michigan, mm-hmm. and we have a Masonic Center, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a pretty big building, and it's old, and in the back, if you go all the way to the back, they have stairs, and on top of the stairs, they have a plastic owl, a big old plastic owl, you know.
Well, again, they do overlap, and you will see that owl in masonry as well. I thank you for the call, Ryan. We're going to go to Mark, Scott, and more on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
I'm a one-man revolution. nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution. Cause I'm a one man. I'm a one man. I'm a one man revolution. Sacrifice and neon lights. Slave ships don't wait. Love many. Trust few.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. New time slot, 6 to 9 Central every Sunday. And I'll probably be returning to the air 5 nights a week after I get done with Invisible Empire. But I've really been working on the Obama Deception 2 film. I've been out on the road for the past week shooting. I mean, I shot nonstop every single day. Very tiring, very rewarding, though, as well. And before I go to Mark in Oregon, I want to show you this this picture from the Bohemian Grove Annal that we have. This is really an up-close and personal look at the cremation of care. Now, here is the water. This is actually a pretty stunning photograph. Everything is reflected as above, so below, as they say. It's one of their little terminologies here. You see people in the robes with the fire. There's a couple people out here that do not have robes over their face. I wonder what their role in this whole thing is. But the main person wears a Pope-like hat and conducts the ceremony. We had a caller earlier who believed that his voice sounded like Walter Cronkite's. I cannot confirm that, but I can confirm that Mr. Cronkite is indeed a member. And here's yet another one of their plays. They have this crazy pageantry. This one's called Tyburn Fair. And what is it? Well, it looks like they're about to hang a guy. I mean, in full spectrum, noose around his neck, ready to drop him from the gallows pole, folks. I mean, it's right there. Oh, but it's just an artist club. They don't set any. You know, it was interesting to me. They also brought in one of the guys from Tiananmen Square in here. I wish I could find that picture. It's somewhere in there. And it's just amazing who goes to this thing. This here is what I'm pointing to here is the San Francisco Orchestra. And they make the members of the San Francisco Orchestra kind of like they're like porch members. You know, they don't get to do everything, but they get their own little encampment. And why do they do that? Well, they're on hand for these plays, and they're also on hand for the initial ceremony of the cremation of care. They play the outro music. I mean, they are the grand symphony you hear as this ritual ends. All right, let's jump to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. How are you doing, man?
Good.
Yeah, you call you Marco Polo Burmitz from now on. Sounds like you've been doing a lot of traveling here.
A lot of traveling, yes, sir.
Yeah. Good for you, Jason, and thanks for doing it. Good on you.
Hey, man, you know, it's very rewarding to sit down with somebody who has so just a wealth of information on, you know, one or two subjects that we cover here that can go much more in-depth than I can. And it was an honor to sit down with G. Edward Griffin and get what really accumulated to a four-hour interview with him. We shot about 9 hours with Rosalind Peterson and company on the geoengineering, on the persistent jet contrail issue. And I really think it's going to turn out really great on film. And on top of that, I mean, I didn't even know that Hearst Castle existed. And while I take this call, if we could start playing some more of that Hearst Castle footage, I mean, it was just lined up with Pan and Baphomet. And I remember him telling us on the tour that there were only two bathrooms in the Hearst Castle, and one was a female bathroom and one was a male bathroom, and it was all about these occultic representations. It was very, very bizarre, but also very, very intriguing and interesting. What do you got for me, Mark?
Yeah, Jason, you know, relative to the vaccine, I don't know what we call it at this point. All depends on one's viewpoint, but I'd call it a coming catastrophe from everything I've learned, that it's really big-time eugenics coming up here with this particular operation here in the fall. Mm-hmm. That's what everything indicates. And Dr. Rebecca Carley reported that the vaccine batches for the U.S. and Europe, made by Baxter and I think Novartis are the two companies. Baxter's not the only one. It may be Novartis also, according to Dr. Len Horowitz. Mm-hmm. I heard him mention that back a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're both numbered 666.
You know, I don't know about that, but that's a big possibility. You know that they really are into numerology and these type of things, and that's another really bizarre point to me. Why is it, if, you know, religion isn't real and there's nothing really out there, why is it that the top one percentile of the world, the world's elite, why are they into these occultic rituals? Why are they into this numerology? Why are they into astrology? For example, why did Nancy Reagan get her horoscope read daily and her husband's? It's very interesting to me that there, I don't necessarily believe in it. You know, I obviously don't practice it, but it's astounding to me that the people that do practice it, that do believe in it and are into it, are the rulers of the world.
Yeah, and when these people do mention things that are contained in different books of the Bible, in particular Revelations, mm-hmm. it really ties in with the fact, if you did some research, which you may have, and may have at least gotten this general knowledge from your research of the occult as it exists in our present day, that they consider Jesus Christ to actually be Satan. Basically.
That is correct. Yeah, no, they believe that the actual light, or you know, the actual angel of light is Lucifer, the angel of knowledge. And some people believe that Lucifer is just a, I guess, a code word for illumination. He's not a real being. But there are those in the upper echelons and that clearly write that, no, he is, in fact, a real entity, and he is the true God of the Bible, and Jesus is the real evil in the world. And that, to me, is very unnerving. I mean, why is it that they can demonize Jesus and praise Lucifer and nobody picks up on it? Interesting points, Mark. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Scott in Washington. But before we do that, earlier I was talking about Helmut Schmidt, the ex-German chancellor. And, let's stop right there. We're at Hearst Castle in PrisonPlanet.tv. And here is like a little naked angel boy riding a demon fish at Hearst. It's very interesting stuff. And, I love these shots. These shots just look so good for just a little small handy cam that you can spend about $150 for. The place was beautiful. But there you had him sitting on a demon fish. And again, there's all these different busts out there of Romans and pagan knowledge. And hopefully this stuff is going to get edited into some amazing stuff. But here, if we could just take away from that for a second and zoom into with the document cam, here is Helmut Schmidt right here at his lakeside talk. And, this is his favorite place to go and do these rituals. And he's also obviously talking policy to thousands of people. I mean, look how many people are lined up to listen to Mr. Schmidt back in 1991. All right, Scott, you're on the air, sir.
Yeah, the so-called health care reform and stuff that, you know, all these so-called progressives are trying to push off. The one thing that they don't seem to mention in there is this so-called push, the funding for this vaccination, mm-hmm. you know, that part that's in the bill. And then when you do mention it to them, they're either in denial about it or it's just this blank phrase of, I hope it doesn't come to that.
Well, you know what else really bothers me about the bill, other than the forced inoculations and the funding for it, the fact that they're saying that those that do not have health insurance through these new programs and don't sign up and don't get it are actually going to have to pay a heavy tax on top of everything. So you can't afford health insurance. Now they're going to offer you government health insurance, but it's not really an offer. It's an offer you can't refuse, because if you refuse it, the government is going to take extra taxes out of your pocket anyway.
I know, it's ridiculous, and plus the fact that taking it off the backs of people who are on Medicare anyway, that mm-hmm. those that they've already cut, you know, now they're going to continue even cutting more and saying that, you know, you can't have this surgery because you're not going to live as long, and, but the thing about the vaccinations is just what amazes me is how much in denial that they are, and nobody in the so-called, quote-unquote, progressive media is even talking about that.
Well, you know what? I listen to a lot of junk radio, and last week before I went out to California, I was listening to Bubba the Love Sponge, and he often has Tucker Carlson on, but he also has Joe Scarborough on at times. And he had Joe Scarborough on talking about how great this bill was and how we were going to have to start making tough decisions, and a lot of people weren't going to want to hear about those decisions. But then he said, you know, I don't think that we necessarily should give the 82-year-old a hip replacement. He should just have – that's what's really trying on our healthcare system. Look, if I live to 82 and I need my hip replaced, even if I've got only another year, year, another 2 years, another five, another nine, another 10, I think I deserve that hip replacement because I'm still a human being. And they're really, through this bill, also trying to say that, you know, the elderly just aren't going to be able to get the care that they once did because it's just too tough on the medical system. So there's so many things that are wrong with this bill that essentially nobody is talking about. And even the mainline Republicans that are challenging it really aren't talking about the hardcore issues. And that's very disturbing to me. Scott, I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Steve in Houston. Steve, you're on the line.
Hey, good evening, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
Good. Been a long time. Unfortunately, I had an involuntary hiatus. I was incarcerated in the Harris County Jail for 31 days because of back child support, so that was real fun. But I'm glad I'm out. You know, it's kind of funny with the system. In my situation, it's because my work I do, which, you know, is insurance, it's just behind and been through a whole lot of personal stuff with the acts, and so because of that, I'm just behind. I haven't done this on purpose, but here the jail system is letting hardened criminals out on the streets and keeping a guy like me in there, and a couple friends of mine hadn't, you know, gotten the money together, I'd all that still be there, so that was just a real fun situation. But I wanted to relate something. I wanted to give my take on this whole situation Alex was talking about earlier with the so-called swine flu epidemic and eugenics. But before I do that, I just want to mention something that one of the guards when I was in there, who was a Vietnam vet, happened to state to all of us in there when he was counting us. And he mentioned about, you know, he worked, I guess, with some kind of pretty sophisticated operation in Vietnam.
Steve, hold over. We're going to talk about that operation on the other side and much more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. The call line is 888-201-2244.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. We're on the line with Steve. And, Steve, we were just discussing one of these guards who was an ex-Vietnam veteran telling you something. Elaborate.
I just want to say, first of all, the reason I mention my personal situation is because I had to go through a whole month not being able to hear you and Alex, and it was like torture. So I'm glad to, you know, when I got out, I had to go to your website, InfoWarrior, to find out why you weren't on. You had that little thing about those of you that are out of the loop and explain that. So I'm really glad that you're not off the air and you're just taking a break so you can work on this film. And I'm expecting it's going to be your best one ever from the other two you've done. But I wanted to say also, I wanted to correct on something you said earlier, Walter Cronkite was a member of Bohemian Grove.
Mm-hmm. No, I thought he was a member, but I don't know if he was the guy who called in was trying to say that he was actually the
high priest.
Yeah, and I don't know that.
Yeah, I'm just making the fact that he is no longer with us, and he's gone where all good little Grovers go. That's what I believe. So,
at the right hand of Satan, where he says world government
exactly,
should be happening.
Right.
Yeah.
But before I get to about the eugenics, because as a health insurance agent, I have a good take on this. I just want to say real quick, this is what this guy shared with us. He had, I guess, been involved in some pretty sophisticated operations in Vietnam, and he said, you know, doing what he did, he really got to where he felt nothing. In other words, he didn't mind killing people. But he was talking about how what's happening now in America, he said, you people get better, get ready, because not too long in the future, they're going to come for all you. They're going to kill you and bury you in the mass graves that they have set up. And I found that really interesting from a guy that hasn't even heard of Alex Jones, and I gave him his website and told him about you guys' documentaries. He goes, boy, you're really up on this stuff. I said, well, I've just been listening to the right people and checking things out. So, you know, there's people out there in the know that are in positions of power and authority. And what that guy said just confirmed what you guys have been saying and what other people are sending you all this documentation about. The other thing I wanted to say as far as eugenics and the swine flu hoax, here's the thing. You know, Alex was asking today, why do you think they're doing this? Well, look at this thing. Obama's pushing his so-called government-sponsored health care, socialized medicine. And right now, they already have an entire segment of our nation that are slaves to this system, and that is seniors, which you were just talking about, through Medicare. These people really have no choice whatsoever because government is their primary through Medicare, and then they have some kind of supplemental coverage. But the thing is that with especially the Part D that Bush signed into effect, what that does is encourages these people to be on the toxic poisons that the eugenicists push to the pharmaceutical industry. So my point is, if this health care package, so-called, gets passed, this is going to make everybody a slave of the system. And tie in with that, what you guys have talked about, which is these government vaccine squads. Oh, won't take the vaccines. We've got a potential pandemic. You are a threat. Felony, you're going to prison, which will be one of the camps they have set up through FEMA. So I see this whole thing, I call it Eugenics Incorporated. I mean, this is where they've been doing soft kill subtly through the water, through the food, through the chemtrails, et cetera, the vaccines. Now they're going to shove it down our throats and, I mean, force feed us this where we have to be tied. And, of course, you know, probably Codex Alimentarius is fixing to kick in the last day of this year. And that's really going to screw us, because those of us who are into opting out of the system and not going with the drugs and the foods, et cetera, that are poison, it's going to make it very hard if this thing is enforced. So, you know, I'm really concerned about this. And I'm trying to make as many people aware as I can, because people, for the most part, I don't think they have any idea what's coming down the pipe here very shortly.
The majority of people don't, Stephen, and I thank you for the call. And I could just see the ignorance again a few weeks ago when I was in New York, and I'm sitting there, I'm trying to tell these people that all this stuff, and some of them are, you know, saying they're well aware of this, but they're going to take the shot. They're going to bow down to the man. They still think that I'm some kind of a nut job because they refuse to look at the mainstream documentation, to actually look at the clips that I mentioned, and I didn't have, you know, my cell phone on me in an environment where I could just pull up the clips and that sort of thing. And it was kind of unfortunate because I should have, and I had a few drinks in me, so I was quite impassioned and maybe a little sweaty from the brow. And, you know, I just got these looks, and I'm like, look, man, you got a family. Your daughter's getting married today, okay? She's going to have kids. Do you want your kids to grow up in a world like this? And, you know, the guy I was talking to, the person who was getting married, her mom is the nurse at my school. And I remember her just scoffing at the fact that vaccines were bad for you back in the day. And I kind of laughed along with her because I was just not in the know. We're going to go to Carl, Eric, Ian, Daniel, and more. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes.
This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a front sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
All right, folks, we are back. Before I go to Carl in Ohio, I'd like them to zoom in. Here is the high priest of the Bohemian Grove cremation of care ritual. They're saying that this one is John Williams right here. And this is a bit of a different, elaborate pageantry than the one that Alex Jones filmed in 2000. This seems a little bit more colorful. Instead of the Pope hat, he has some kind of a crown on. He's got these knights behind him with what appear to be maple leaves and a flame inside. And right here is the barge where they ride in on. Death usually rides in on the barge and actually gives the effigy of the baby to the high priest, which they then sacrifice to their lord Moloch. Don't have the Moloch photos right here, but we've been showing them throughout the program. I think you get the idea. And there's good old Newt right here. We remember Newt Gingrich, very Christian and conservative. He just shows up all over in the Bohemian Grove annals next to George Bush and George Sr. All right, let's jump to Carl in Ohio. Carl, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Good.
As bizarre as Bohemian Grove is and true, I got something that might top it. Now, but we've been supposed to get on the show for a while now, and it has to do with money, physical money.
Okay.
When you take the $5 bill through the $100 bill, fold the backside into a pentagon, it shows sequentially the towers falling down.
This
kind of woke me up along with your movies, and I just thought I'd pass it on. But waiting for it to come on the show.
Well, no, let me describe this to people. When you fold the $5 bill up, what you do is you fold it into half and then you lift it up. And what it shows you is it appears to be two towers standing tall. The $10 bill, you do the same thing. It's two towers standing tall, but one of them seems to be on fire. The $20 bill, it seems that both towers are then on fire. The $50 bill, it seems that both towers are exploding to the ground. And then the $100 bill, it seems like there are ashes coming up from wreckage. Now, it seems to me like this is very hard to be a coincidence, but again, I don't know who designed the dollars. These were obviously designed prior to 9/11, and they are quite spooky. And anybody can just Google what he just said and see those on Google Images or some of the websites that have put scans out there. Or you can do it yourself. If you've got the $5 through $100 bills in your pocket, now's the time to check it out. He's totally and completely correct. It would be hard-pressed to see us imagining that when you actually look at the designs. Thank you for the call, Carl.
Thank you.
You got it. Let's go to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, you're on the line.
Hello, Jason.
How are you, sir?
Oh, man, missed the show. in a way, I'm kind of, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I'm kind of glad you're off and you're only going to be on one night, because trying to, like, watch Alex's show every day and the other InfoWarrior show is very demanding. I never miss any shows, though. It's really demanding.
Well, that would be 7 hours out of your day. I mean, that's like almost a whole waking life right there, if you will.
Well, you know, the good thing, though, is that you guys post the commercial-free audio, and that's actually a huge help.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, see, I heard you talking about that nurse who was denying how bad the vaccines were.
Yes.
Well, there's a term for that. It's called emotional investment, because they feel good about their job. You know, they want to be a nurse. They want to help people. They feel good. Well, there's an emotional investment. It's like if you're madly in love with your wife and then you find out she cheats on you all the time, you might still take her back and still be with her because you have such an emotional investment. You cannot. It's almost like a denial. I don't know.
Oh,
exactly,
I've seen it before. Where they're just so delusional because they do feel so invested in their girlfriend or their wife or their lifestyle or their job that they just can't come to grips with what's really going on. And the last thing they want to do is actually look at the information that you're presenting that would really crush their worldview.
Absolutely. And it does, because I am like the kind of person that will go up to people and talk to them about things. I'm not really shy, mm-hmm. and I'm usually very good at explaining this stuff, but you know what I noticed is that I talked to so many people. After a while, you just keep hearing, like, the same rejection, the same excuses over and over, and you're, like, completely prepared. And what happens is their ego rules them, and they see, oh, my God, you're so informed, and I'm so, like, uninformed. They don't want to hear it anymore because you're hurting their ego.
No, I agree. And, you know, it's also called willful ignorance and cognitive dissonance. You can present somebody with this information all day, and some people will just shy away from it because all of a sudden maybe it's not so important that they have to make their car payments and they have to put their kids through college and they have to have the coolest haircut and they've got to have the latest suit style.
Oh.
That stuff is in the background all of a sudden because this stuff takes precedent. All of a sudden they realize, wait, the Give Act isn't good? Oh, City Year is not good. You know, that reminds me. I need to play that clip of Glenn Beck in Lederhosen talking about AmeriCorps. Because what a phony. He never talked about Obama and his civilian army before that. Never once. I never heard it out of his mouth once. Now all of a sudden, he's talking about the civilian security force, and he's sitting there ready for it. He takes off his jacket, and he's not in a Nazi youth outfit like he should be. He's in Lederhosen. As he makes a big joke out of it. So, you know, there's another level of not only cognitive dissonance, but it's controlled opposition to make you not realize how bad it is. I thank you for the call, Eric. Thanks for listening, brother. And don't worry, The Daily Show will be back eventually. Let's go to Ian in New York. Ian, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
What's it called? First off, I want to thank you. You're playing System of a Down on the radio. Excellent stuff, man. Keep it up.
Woo!
Anyway, yeah, I just had to talk to you. I have a few questions for you.
Sure.
See, my main problem with, I'm kind of a flip-flopper when it comes to 9/11 and stuff like that. Do you have any real, like, proof to prove that it definitely was, that, like, that Building 7 was brought down by a controlled demolition?
Sure. Well, first of all, if you look at the studies by Stephen Jones, okay, and you look at this unexploded thermite in the dust, it's exactly what you would need to take down the buildings without det cords, without perhaps traditional explosives. Now, I think it is just beyond reproach that people cannot conceive that 8 other hijackings actually took place that day. Now, these other 8 hijackings that took place that day were not – it's bizarre because the 4 hijackings that did happen never omitted a hijack code, okay? Now, then there's 8 other ones, and if you listen to the NORAD tapes, you find out, well, they're chasing one out of Canada. Well, they think Delta 1989 has a bomb on board. They're following false blips after 93 has been down. They have to call into Cheyenne Mountain. So, again, how is it that they can be running drills of planes hitting buildings? And there's another drill that just came out, I believe it was about 6 months ago that was revealed, called Operation Jackal Cave, where the whole thing is just totally censored, okay? Just completely censored. You can't find out anything that happened in this, and they're not talking about it. Then you find out that one of the big mass Armageddon exercises that were going on, Global Guardian, the shadow government and their E-4Bs, which are doomsday planes or command centers for the quote-unquote shadow government, the continuity of government program, were not only, you know, in the air that day, they were on the scene of all the attacks before they happened. How does that happen? How is it that you don't have any knowledge of a terrorist attack, and then all of a sudden your planes are on the scene at the Pentagon and the World Trade Center as the attacks happen? Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Then you look at...
That doesn't make a lot of sense. Yeah, how come the mainstream media didn't cover it at all?
Well, they did, and they barely covered it, for instance. They never covered that there was a unmarked white plane at the World Trade Center, but Anderson Cooper, and I put it in my film Fabled Enemies, and I think a little clip of it is in Loose Change Final Cut, but I really flesh it out in Fabled Enemies. They show you that this E-4B is, in fact, an E-4B doomsday plane, and it was, in fact, on the scene of the Pentagon strike. How is that possible? And then you look at the official reports, like the 9/11 Commission report. No mention
total
they're on the scene.
That thing is total fantasy.
Exactly. It's a complete fantasy. It doesn't want to discuss Building 7 whatsoever. It's in a footnote. So
yeah,
we
they
find,
didn't even mention it at all. It mentioned absolutely nothing about that. And I read the book to find out about that, and they mentioned, like, nothing.
Mm-hmm. And let me say this. I mean, if you haven't seen Fabled Enemies, you know, one of the final chapters, I basically Building 7, Anthrax, and then I do Aftermath, which kind of sums the whole film up. But in the Building 7 one, you find out the agencies that are inside. Now, the largest CIA office outside of Langley, Virginia, was in that building. The largest Secret Service office in the world was in that building. The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, was in that building. The Department of Defense, the IRS, the list goes on, the Office of Emergency Management. This was a hub for intelligence. And by the way, there were secret CIA bases inside the towers as well. These should have been the most heavily guarded buildings in the world, okay? Now, two gentlemen go on the news that day who tried to get up into the Office of Emergency Management first by elevator, and they were not able to get up an elevator because the power was shut off. They were taken up by an emergency elevator and firefighters, and when they got up there, there was nobody in the Office of Emergency Management. Very peculiar. Then they try to make their way down the stairwells with all the power out, and they both separately on separate news stations report that an explosion happened from underneath them. They get trapped in the building. You don't hear anything about it the next day. It's never followed up upon. So the two gentlemen are Barry Jennings and Michael Hess, who is the City Corporation Counsel and Rudy Giuliani's right-hand man.
You know, this stuff is kind of hard to fathom. I mean, it's sort of like we're sort of preconditioned as children to trust authority, but it's kind of once I started listening to you guys, I realized that there's got to be more to the bigger picture here.
There is totally more to the bigger picture. And what was really bizarre is I tried to get Michael Hess on camera. Michael Hess never answered my emails. I faxed him. I called his office. Never wanted to come on. Never wanted to give me the time of day. He could have said whatever he wanted on camera, but didn't want to do so. When I interviewed Barry Jennings, first of all, we talked for quite some time beforehand, and he was like, look, there were explosions in the building. He says the same thing in the videotape and in the Fabled Enemies extras, and you can check it out on YouTube, the whole interview uncensored. He talks about stepping over bodies in the lobby. Now, that became a huge point of contention. When we went public and said that Jennings had stepped over bodies in the lobby, that directly contradicted what Thomas Keene had said a couple years earlier when he was questioned about Building 7. He made the statement that they didn't really care about Building 7 because there was no loss of life in that building. But Barry Jennings' testimony to me directly contradicts that, and he says he was stepping over bodies. And he says, you know when you're stepping over people. All of a sudden that comes out, he gets a big media fire. He retracts his statement that he stepped over bodies. He keeps the same exact story all the way through, secondary explosions. He was in the building while both towers went down, the whole nine. But he takes that back, and then all of a sudden, I'm a liar. I put words into Barry Jennings' mouth. I edited the video some bizarre way. And now Barry Jennings is dead. You know, I don't know if there's some nefarious plot out there as that, but I do remember when I talked to Barry, he was very concerned about being able to retire in the next couple of years. He was very concerned about his family's safety. And, you know, it's sad to me that he lost his life. So, I mean, Building 7 alone, there are just so many anomalies in there. And then you look at the progression of the lies, for instance. The first thing they told you, well, Building 7 took some damage, and it looks like one of the fuel tanks that were underneath the boiler tanks exploded, and that's what brought the building down. And Barry Jennings actually in the interview said, hey, I used to work in boilers. I'm an old boiler guy. He's like, if that had happened, it would have been one side of the building or part of the building. It wouldn't have come down in the manner that it did. So then they shift from, okay, the fuel tanks didn't have anything to do with it. And then the Popular Mechanics first hit piece before the book comes out. And they have S. Shyam Sunder, who is the representative for NIST. And he says, well, about a quarter of the building in the back was scooped out, up to 10 stories. And that's what caused the instability. And that's why it came down. In Fabled Enemies, I show you the back of the building. A couple of journalists actually run into the back of the building. There's a couple of glass windows and doors blown out, but the structure is completely intact. There is nothing scooped out. It is a complete and total fabrication. So then last summer, when the actual World Trade Center 7 report came out, they again had to retract that statement. They said, well, actually, there wasn't significant damage. And no, the building wasn't scooped out. And instead of saying essentially what happened, what they say of the towers, it was so hot that the towers weakened, and as they buckled, it caused this progression to come down. No, they didn't go with buckled and weakened. They went with thermal expansion. They said that the fires caused the beams to expand, and once they expanded, instead of melting or becoming so hot that they weakened and fell on top of each other, they expanded, and all of a sudden the structure was no longer intact and the beams dislodged. And because of the beams dislodging, it fell onto itself. I mean, I have never seen a building in history due to fire or any other type of damage come down in a symmetrical force where it doesn't damage the other buildings around it without a controlled demolition.
There's actually a video on YouTube of this building. I think it was, I don't know where it was. You see it, it's a controlled demolition. If you look at the way it falls, it's exactly like 9/11. It comes down and a cloud of smoke comes out and everything's just dust.
Well, you know, there's also for the, because a lot of people say, oh, well, there's no such thing as a top-down controlled demolition. Well, type in top-down controlled demolition, and I'll state that I've never seen one on the level of the World Trade Center 1 and 2 towers other than that morning, but those buildings are, you know, quite unique in themselves. But there is video of a three-story building. It might actually be six stories, and they just blow it up in three parts, where you can see they blow up the top first, the middle second, and the bottom last, and it looks exactly like the towers on 9/11. I mean, I could go on forever out there. I suggest people do their own research, but please watch my film, Fabled Enemies, because if there's any hardcore proof outside of controlled demolition, I pretty much cover it all in that picture, and it's free online. I thank you for the call, Ian. Let's go to Daniel in Oregon. Daniel, you're on the line.
Yeah, Mr. Burmes, I've got some information about the health care bill,
okay.
Which, by the way, has nothing to do with health care. It's the health care cost that it deals with.
Mm-hmm.
On page 127, line 1 through 16,
mm-hmm.
It basically says that the government will tell doctors what they can make.
What do you mean by what they can make?
How much money they can make for whatever procedure.
Okay.
Page 145, lines 15 through 17, an employer must automatically enroll employees in public option plan. No choice in that.
Mm-hmm.
149, line 1624, any employer with a payroll of 400 grand or above who does not provide the public option pays 8% tax on all payroll.
Mm-hmm.
Next page, 9 through 13, any employer with 251,000 to 400,000 mm-hmm. who doesn't provide the public option pays 6% tax.
Mm-hmm.
167, line 18 to 23, any individual who doesn't have accessible health care according to the government will be taxed 2.5% on their income. Page 170, line 1 through 3, any non-resident alien is exempt of individual taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Page 195, officers and employees of health care administration, basically the government, will have access to all Americans' financial and personal records.
It's unbelievable. Listen, yeah. Sir, you've really gone through this bill. Why don't you write up an op-ed piece for us and send it to writers@infowars.com or articles@infowars.com, and really both of those so we can get to it.
Because there's one more thing I want to say right now. On page 203, lines 14 and 15, it says, and I quote, the tax imposed under this section shall not be treated as tax.
Very bizarre. And again, if you don't want to go along with the program, they're going to tax you. Glenn Beck and Lederhosen after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie
that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
All right, I want to close the show with Glenn Beck being his average, disingenuous, monstrous self. You see, he acts like he's been covering the Barack Obama administration talking about a civilian security force. I never heard him talk about this, ever. You know who talked about it? Alex Jones talked about it. Jason Burmess talked about it. Not Glenn Beck. And now he's acting like he's been on this bandwagon forever. And then he softens the blow. Instead of showing you the actual militant City Year commercials, he doesn't even mention City Year, by the way. He just mentions AmeriCorps. He's like, I think AmeriCorps is part of this army. Well, of course AmeriCorps is part of this army. It's in the Give Act. It's in the Give Act. They're having their little coming out party holiday on September 11th, which is the new National Day of Civil Service. They're trying to hijack 9/11 for their youth squads. Okay? And instead of getting dressed up in a red City Year jacket or a Nazi uniform, he dresses up in lederhosen and plays with the kids. He's very funny about it. Let's hit the clip.
I mean, I don't even know if you know that there, you know, you remember when Barack Obama was on the campaign trail and said, oh, I'm going to have an army of people in America and they'll be better financed than the military. And I thought to myself, what? Who's he talking about? I think AmeriCorps is part of that army. And they, you know, I got the pledge and I was going to read it to you, but I thought, you know, I can't really read it to you, you know, sitting here like this. I mean, to really go for it, I mean, you really do the AmeriCorps pledge. I think you have to be dressed like this. I think you have to stand up and take your pledge. I will get things done for America to make our people safer and smarter and healthier. I will bring Americans together to strengthen our communities. Faced with apathy, I will take action. Faced with conflict, I will seek common ground. Faced with adversity, I will persevere. I will carry this commitment with me this year and beyond. I am an AmeriCorps member, and I will get things done.
I think Glenn Beck's enjoying wearing that little lederhosen outfit a little bit too much. Now, the reason I had to pop in here is you notice that they're covering the left and right. Beck has a 9/12 group that's sapping the 9/11 attacks to set up a neocon organization. So when they get rid of Obama, who's now dropped, according to Rasmussen, below 50, it's over. Fastest drop ever. Then they can have... They're going to keep all these youth brigades. It's going to be Republican. So the issue is he's to keep it in the left-right paradigm. That's all I was going to say. But Joe the Plumber's in the news today saying he's not part of the left or right. He hates it all. So their big crisis, that's why they're using this black professor getting arrested thing to hype up race issues to get us all fighting with each other and to put it back in a whole left-right issue. Because if we ever wake up to the bankers, which is now starting to happen with the audit of the Fed and other things coming up, then it's over for the globalists. But that's it. Jason, excellent job on your first new maiden voyage here Sundays after my show, 4 to 6 p.m., 6 to 9. I want to thank Paul Hartman, and I want to thank Jaron Neihart and others for doing a great job coming in. I want to say, excellent show. I've been out there working on the new film, off and on listening, and I went and picked up some food for the office and listened. And you're just knocking it out of the park as usual. And, of course, Hartman's sure helping you in there, knocking it out of the park as well. So I'm going to let you say bye-bye to everybody, but we'll see you all live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The info war is continuing.
Thank you so much, Alex, for the kind words. That really is great. You know, I love doing this, folks, and I love making films, and I love fighting tyranny, and I will do it till my dying breath. And if that means that I have to expose people who want to do mock human sacrifices, and I have to expose newsmen, well, not really newsmen, they don't even call themselves that, they're commentators that want to dress up in lederhosen and, again, shift everything into a false left-right paradigm, that's what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And I hope other people take up arms with me and become your own info warrior. Start your own chapter of We Are Change. Join Campaign for Liberty. Become a city council member. Warn people about the swine flu shot. We're human beings. We can talk to one another. We can relate to one another. We can change the world. I promise you that. If you missed anything, we're going to have the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com. Thank you all.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.